Lesson 1. What are lessons? We did it, y'all. We did it. I know. Don't fight me. It's been a long time coming. A long time coming, but we here. We are here. Welcome to When Life Give You Lessons. Lesson 1. What are lessons? I know this has been a long time coming. Like, when I tell y'all long time coming, this has been on my heart for maybe 4 to 5 years now. Y'all gonna get to know, like, how this came about throughout this whole podcast series. However long God has me on this journey, y'all are going to understand how we got here, why we got here, all of that. But that's neither here nor there. I just want to say welcome. Welcome to When Life Give You Lessons, okay? The journey from lessons to limits. I know all y'all heard that saying, when life gives you lemons, right? And when we think of that, and when we think of when life give you lemons, you're thinking about how you making stuff good, how you making stuff sweet, how you giving it that real good lemonade taste. Y'all know that good lemonade taste. That's what this is about. But instead of lemons, we're gonna put some lessons on it for you though, right? Because sometimes in life, not even sometimes, I'm going to take away sometimes. Every day we're learning lessons, even if they're bad, even if they're good. But it's how do you go about those lessons? How do you depict which lessons are going to be your lemon? How do you depict which lessons are going to stand you out from others? This is what all of this is about, okay? We're going to get into the nitty-gritty of life lessons and how you can change your perspective and how you can hear other people's stories and other people's stories that are related to yours and how they make their lessons lemons. Okay, we're gonna cry on her, we're gonna laugh on her, we're gonna have a good time on here, we're gonna get spiritual on her. I'm on a spiritual journey right now, so I am entering a very much new era in my life. So, but of course, that never takes away from who I am. I am always and forever Joe. So it's me. It's your host, Joe. Jojo. But hello, I am the host for When Life Gives You Lessons. I'm so excited to be here. I'm so happy to be in this space. I'm so blessed to be in this space. And today we're going over lesson 1. What are lessons? Okay. I feel like when you're introducing something, you got to go into the background of it. I don't want to just get into this and just jump into this and y'all be like, what are we really talking about? I want to make sure when y'all get done with each and every episode, each and every lesson, because that's what these episodes are called. It's not called episodes, it's called lessons, okay? I'm trying to take y'all to life school, all right? I know I come from a very educational background. My mom was a teacher for 30 plus years. Okay, I don't want to put a number on it, but 30 plus years. I'm also myself working in schools right now, Chicago Public Schools. So I love, me and teaching go together real bad, real bad, you know, and especially now as I'm getting older. So of course, through this, of course, we're gonna have a good time. We're gonna talk. Okay, I know I'm a certified yapper, but we're gonna talk. But I also want y'all to get schooled as well. And there's nothing wrong with learning. We're learning and we're growing every day. So I want you guys to learn and grow with me. And I want to also help you all learn and grow as you're going through this life, right? So we're gonna get into it. Let's get into it, y'all. So what is a lesson, or what are lessons? All right. So The Webster Dictionary says that it is a passage from sacred writings read in a service of worship. It is a piece of instruction and is sometimes learned by study or experience, right? So look at it as, if we're looking at it in the school realm, we're learning different lessons curriculum-wise, right? You have a curriculum. Say, for instance, you're in math class. We're going over fractions, but it's so many different things to fractions. You got to learn how to simplify them. You have to learn how to multiply them, divide them, all of that. So that those are lessons in those curriculums, right? So same for what this is applies to is life itself. What is a lesson in life, right? How do we depict what a lesson is? You feel like you messed up on something? That's a lesson. You feel like that you went through something during the day and it was just multiple things happening to you back to back to back, that's a lesson, okay? Something didn't go your way. You got rejected by something. Something didn't go in your favor. That's a lesson, all right? So it's, think of it like that. So again, it's a passage from sacred writings read in a service of worship. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know lessons really came from scripture? That's what the lessons come from, the Bible. Scriptures are actually lessons. That's what they actually are. But they call them scriptures. Shout out to research, okay? Bet a lot of y'all didn't know that. So that is what a lesson is. When we apply it to life itself, that is what it is. So now we know what lessons are, right? We know what lessons are. How can you tell what lessons are? We've all, I bet you right now, as you are watching this, you're probably thinking right now, like, oh, I've been learning a lot of lessons lately. Or, oh, I just went through something the other day. Do I need to look at it as that? Do I need to look at it as, yes. And I'm here to help you on that, on how to look at it. Because let me tell you, just because something never went your way, just because it didn't go in your favor, just because something bad happened to you, and I don't even want to say bad. I hate putting the word bad on things. Just because something did not go right does not mean that you don't have a chance to retry it. And that's what lessons is about. It's about retrying over and over and over again till you get an A on that, okay? And after you get an A on that, it's going to be new in other different ways to learn how to evolve from that lesson. Whew. That's that. So that's why I wanted y'all to understand what are lessons. So that's the first part of this. Y'all got to understand the meaning of it, okay? So now we're going to get into a lesson of my own. Let's get into it. A lot of people don't know this. I went to Columbia College Chicago. It is a, I want to say, like, performing arts creative school downtown Chicago. Yep. Yes, I stayed in Chicago. I stayed in my hometown for school, y'all. It wasn't ghetto. It wasn't. I actually enjoyed every moment of it. I thank God. Let me tell y'all, everybody that's in this room with me right now, my whole team, is who I met at Columbia. That's crazy. So big shout out to Columbia. I definitely want to say that. But I had a time, right? I had a great time. But also, let me tell y'all about when I learned my first lesson and I had to make lemons out of it, okay? It was my senior year. Senior year, you know, you got the senior artists usually, right? You're like, oh, we at the end. We about to graduate. Usually people are very excited. Usually our people on grind time, okay? Usually people are like, I got to get this done. I got to make sure these classes are put together and everything, right? That was not my case, okay? We get down to senior year. I want to say it's about October-ish. October-ish is when stuff starts spinning a little bit. So we're getting right back into some like midterm way and stuff like that. So I was in, because I can get vulnerable with y'all on here, and I definitely will. I was definitely in a relationship. And the relationship, y'all ever been, well, yeah, I have to ask. You ever been in a relationship where it's like that's all you knew and you didn't want to go outside of that? Like you were so stuck on that relationship that you forgot about who you was? Yeah, that's the type of relationship that I was in. So we're getting down to it. And I was also in between, in and out of another situation that I was going through too. So it was just a lot going on. But that also just shows you that where my mind was at that time, where my shiftness happened at. It was just a lot of chaos going on around me. So boom, that's happening. I'm going through that. I'm dealing with this guy. I'm just literally like with him every single day. I'm going to work. I'm going to school. But when it came as far as like doing my homework, going to class every day, being late for class a lot more, not studying for things the way I should have, all of that, because I was so stuck on this one thing. It's like I would show up, but I wasn't showing up to my best ability. I was not showing up to my best ability at all. So boom, I'm going through that situation. Ever I end up getting pregnant. I end up getting pregnant. We go through that, and then I go through an abortion process. And then right after that, now mind you, I just told y'all what's going on. It's a lot of chaos going on around me, right? In the back of my head, I already know, though. I know what's going on in the back of my head. I'm like, okay, I got school, and it's my senior year, and I know I want to finish my job. I've been going strong this whole time. I've been going strong from freshman year all the way up to this moment until senior year. I was going strong, y'all. But then we get into situations, stuff just start happening. My mind just start going into chaos. So then we get to that time in life when I did get pregnant. Then I went through an abortion. Mind you, through this whole thing, this is right before I turned 21 too. So it was like my whole grown woman era was just like doing this major shift, right? Boom. I was getting into a lot of different drama dealings, like drama that had nothing to do with me. It was dealing with the people that I had around me. And I always found myself inside of a piece of drama because I was, of course, was a peacemaker, but also I was just involved in a lot of things I shouldn't have been involved in. So that ends up happening. I end up finding out some other devastating news that I don't want to personally share yet, or that's part of my personal testimony. But I end up going through another devastating situation that literally just tore me upside down and made me feel like that I was worthless. It made me feel like that I couldn't accomplish nothing else more in life because I was scared of what people was going to think of me. I was scared of how people were going to view me. And then especially on top of that, I'm already knowing that I was about to literally flunk out of senior year. Like, it was getting to the point where they were sending my grades to the dean. And the dean was sending me back emails and reports saying, hey, like, you're about to flunk out. Like, and you're going on the dean's list for not for, like, the bad report dean list. Not the good report, not the AB honor roll, the bad one. Like, you're on our radar. You're academic probation. That's what eventually I end up going into. So all of this is in the back of my mind. At this point, I'm feeling like I'm worthless. I'm feeling like I just did all of this work for nothing. I'm feeling like, why me? Why me? That's what I kept thinking the whole time. I'm so down to earth. I'm so caring for everybody. I'm caring for everybody. I treat others how I would want to be treated all the time, all of that. But why me? That's what I kept asking myself. I kept asking myself that. Boom, that devastating situation happening. I go into another devastating situation happening. I end up having a miscarriage. Now I'm really like, what is going on? Not even knowing though that, and I can say this now because I have healed from it, and I'm healing from it. You never completely heal, you're healing every day, but I am healing from it. And I see now that God was trying to talk to me in so many different ways that he had to get my attention from all the things that I was surrounded with. He had to. It was no other way that he can get my attention to let me know that I was going down this dark road without the things. He was applying pressure to the things that was around me, making me very, very uncomfortable. That was probably the first time ever I felt so uncomfortable with life. I felt so uncomfortable with myself. I was depressed. I got really, really depressed. I started getting to a stage where it's like I didn't want to talk to nobody. I didn't talk to my friends. I barely talked to my family. I didn't talk to nobody, y'all. Nobody. I was staying in my apartment, in my room, just there. And doing, you know, applying substances to my hurt and to my pain that I was feeling. But it took me so long to come out of that, y'all. When I tell y'all so long, it took me at least 2 years to come out of that. Like, this year, 2024, is when I literally released all of it. I literally had to release all of it. Because I knew that God has always had a hand on me, and I knew that he's always had a vision for me, and I've only known that because of the visions that I've seen from myself and the visions that other people have shared to me. People have always spoken over me. So I knew that I was destined for something. I knew that God called me on this earth to do something, but I wasn't focused on myself. I wasn't focused on what really mattered to me the most. I was focused on what other people thought about me, what guys was thinking about me, what hanging with the wrong friend groups, what they would say about me. Will I be lame? Will I be this? I'm not focusing on the number one thing in life right now, which was school. I was not focusing at all on school. I about to flunk out. I've never been in the realm of I was about to flunk out of school. That has never happened to me. And now when I tell you that made me feel so worthless, it made me feel like that I've been on that journey forever. And that's literally how it felt. It felt like a continuous cycle. As much as I was trying to get my head out of it, it felt like a continuous cycle. And I couldn't shake it. I just could not shake it, like, at all. I couldn't shake it, y'all. So all of that happened. So I stayed in this depressed season. I stayed in this. And I distanced myself from everybody. And it took for one day for my good, 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 good friend my good homegirl, and took for her to talk to me one day. It took for her to get mad at me, actually. She actually got mad at me and was saying, you know all these things that you just did when you was in Columbia? You had a radio show. You was hosting. You were doing so many different things. And not even when I was even close with God. I wasn't even close with him yet. I was just moving, just doing things because I had that vision. Y'all, when I felt like in that era of my life, that moment, I felt like I did not have a vision anymore. I feel like when everything that I literally thought about went out the window. She's like, you had a vision. You had a purpose. You need to go back and you need to find that purpose. You need to go back and fix it back up because you have it. That was my mind shift right there. That was it. I was like, okay, let me wake up. Let me get out this funk. I started making motivational videos. If you go on my Instagram, that's where my motivational videos start coming from. It wasn't off of, let me just get up and do this. I was literally speaking to myself, but I know that there's other people probably feeling the same way. And that's where my motivational videos start coming off. And just motivating through videos pushed me to be like, you are greater than anything happens to you. You are greater than any distraction. You are greater than any hurdle. You are greater than anything that the enemy tries to put into your head to make you feel like you are way greater than that. And just think about it. You've done it already. You've done it already. You've done radio. You've done hosting. You've done networking events. You've done all of these things before you even got to 21. So it's like, why can't I do it when I'm at the age of 21? Why can't I do it now while I'm entering my adult era where it should be happening right now? And that was literally, so I had to take, that was my lesson. My lesson right there was, you are greater than anything. My lesson from that also was, you could do anything you put your mind to. And that is where I was stuck at. I wasn't feeling like I couldn't, like I said, I wasn't feeling like my visions was gone. I wasn't feeling like I could do anything but sleep, substance abuse myself, and just be in that realm. But you can do anything you put your mind to. And I tell y'all, and it's just so funny that that was my lesson, because that's all I preach now. Literally saying it, I say it to my kids that I work with all the time. You can do anything you put your mind to. And I had to get that lesson, and I turned it into lemons. And from that, my lemons out of that, the lemons I had to get out of that was, motivate yourself every day. Get up, go do something. Get up, it don't matter what it is. Even if that means you writing down something. Y'all, I knew that I was going to do a podcast in that time span. And I wrote it down. And it wasn't this. It wasn't when life give you lessons, but I knew that I had that vision of doing that. Write that down. You never know what writing stuff down is going to get you. You never know. When I look back on that time and look in my journal book to see all the stuff I wrote down, I'm literally manifesting everything I wrote down. Literally. Being in that, you got to start somewhere. You have to start somewhere to get out of that rut, to get out of that depression, to get out of that anxiety, to get out of that feeling of, I can't do this. Yes, you can. But you have to start. You got to get up. You got to motivate yourself to be better in every aspect. To be better as in the fact of, I don't want to hang with them no more. They not right for where I need to be at. I can't go there no more. I can't go out to that place no more. Because that's not where I'm at mentally. I can't involve myself in that substance. Or I can't involve myself with too much of that. Because I know where that is going to put me at mentally. You have to make your mind shift. You literally have to do a whole 360 in your mind. The mind is so powerful. The tongue and the mind is the most powerful things on you. What you say will prosper. What you think will be what you say. So if this is not right here, you're not going to be able to push out what you're really trying to push out. It literally has to be a mind shift. So I had to make lemons from that. Literally, I had to get my little lemons. I had to get my sugar, make my good lemonade. I had to squeeze all the lemons I had in there because I had it. It's not like I didn't have them. I had them. I've already been building them. I've been building them since I was 16, 15 years old. So it's not like I didn't have it. I had it already. I had to go and take them and actually start squeezing them and actually start making them something so my lessons can come out to be lemons. And eventually be a beautiful lemonade. So that is my lesson, my first real lesson in life that the mind shifted me. I tell you, that was the most traumatizing, but the worst I've ever seen myself. And from that moment, I said I would never, ever, ever go back to seeing Joe like that again. Because that was not me. I'm bubbly. Everybody know that. I'm naturally bubbly. I'm naturally with personality. Like, it was getting to the point where it's like, people would see me, I wouldn't even say, hey. I wouldn't say, hey. I wouldn't do nothing. I couldn't speak. Because it's like a shadow was over me. My own shadow, though. Because nobody else did it to me but myself. So it's like, you can't blame the world. Also, that's another thing. You can't blame the world for stuff that you do to yourself. That's what you do. But yes, you didn't. And everybody has to go through those different things in life because everything you do is for you. But how can you come out of that? So if anybody, and this is really for my college students, if you feeling like that right now, you feeling like it's senior year, junior year, you've been on the grind, you've been doing your thing, and now you get into this one moment where you feel like you can't do it anymore. No, you can do it. You could do it. You have to ask for the strength. You have to ask for the restoring of your mind. You have to ask for that mind shift. And that's going to get you everywhere you got to go. You can literally do, like I said, anything you put your mind to. And it's just as simple as that. And that's literally what I had to do. I had to wake myself back up and be like, you was born to do this. You was born to be this. Simple as that. So that's just a little piece of me. We gonna get into a lot of different pieces of me, y'all, because I'm like a layer. I'm like an onion, and I be having layers, for real. Layers on layers on layers. I just be peeling them. I'm really peeling them now. It's just crazy. So that is one of my lessons and how I turn it into lemons. But now let's shift over. Now, how can you change your perspective? Because that's what I just talked about, basically, right? Changing your perspective. And I got written in my notes, the only time you fail is if you don't try. Literally. That's the quote. That's the quote. The only time you fail is if you don't try. I didn't fail because I tried. And I succeeded. Didn't fail. I kept going. I got out of that rut. I got out of that, oh, I got to push to graduate. I got out of that because I had to try, literally. Graduated, yes, I did, y'all. Yes, I did graduate. Yes, I did. I graduated May 2022 with a bachelor's in radio communication. Yes. You can do anything you put your mind to. If you would have asked me in that moment when all of that was going on, was I going to graduate? I was going to tell you no. I was definitely going to tell you no. But then as the months went on, more confidence came up. I'm like, no, I'm going to do this. Because I didn't get this far to not do that, right? How can you change your perspective, okay? How can you change the way that you see lessons in your life, right? The only time you fail is if you don't try. Changing your perspective. Let me give y'all a little lesson real quick. Let's go back. What is failure? Because we need to talk about that. What is failure? The dictionary says, omission of occurrence or performance. A state of inability to perform a normal function. A lack of success. Do you lack success? First of all, we all kings and queens up in here. So we never lack in success. We never lack in success. We're never in the state of being unable to perform something. Regardless, you're never in the position to be able to perform anything. So I have to let y'all know what failure is, because I want y'all to hear how it can really damper the mood. It literally can dampen your mood. Lack of success, unable to perform a normal function. You get up and walk every day, don't you? You get up and you eat every day, don't you? You get up, you put clothes on every day, don't you? You can scroll on that TikTok, don't you? So you don't have a lack to perform a normal function. That's what failure is. And we never that. That's why I says you fail if you don't try. So how do we change our perspective from that? Number one, speaking positive. Standing in a positive mindset is what's going to get you so far in life. No matter what is happening, I'm positive every day. I got people telling me every day, I don't see how you be positive every day. How can I not be positive every day, though? How can you not? I woke up this morning. God woke me up this morning. He put clothes on my back. He put food on my table. He put a roof over my head. Literally. So how can I not be positive every day? That right there, staying positive, that right there, waking up with that attitude, try it. I want you to try it tomorrow. After you get done watching this episode or listening to this episode, I want you to try it. Tomorrow morning, wake up with that mindset and see how your day go. See the different things that's going to insert into your life. And you comment and let me know. Comment and let me know, because I need to know. Let me know how that one thing that you can do can change your perspective, can mind shift you. Literally, okay? So, staying positive, number one. That's first and foremost, always. Figuring out a plan. That's the next thing, of course. Because that's what I had to do, right? I was about to flunk, which means that I was failing multiple classes. That means I'm missing 20,000 different assignments, discussion posts, midterms, all type of stuff. So I had to come up with a plan. I couldn't do all of that in 24, 48 hours. I had to take it week by week, day by day. Writing now, I'm talking about getting my good sis told me this. Get down to the needy and the greedy. You got to get down to the needy and the greedy in what you write down. Even down to the littlest crumb. As in, like, when I was writing this out, how the couch going to be set up? Because that matters. That definitely matters. You got to get down to the mind, to the littlest details. When I tell you, those little details can make your bigger details make so much sense. So making a plan, and I'm telling you, writing it all out. Writing it all out. Even if that means that you don't have a grocery shopping. If you need to write down what brand of bread you need to get, you better write that brand of bread down. You better write it down. Because that's getting down to the needy and the greedy. You got to have a plan. So like I said, number one, I hope y'all writing this down too. Number one, staying positive. Number two, having a plan. And number three, give yourself grace. You got to give yourself grace. God give you grace every day. He literally forgives you for what you did the day before, the night before. So why can't you give yourself the same grace that God gave you? When I tell you that's my biggest lesson I've been learning in 2024, because I'm so hard on myself. I'm such a perfectionist. I'm a Capricorn as well. So, you know, we perfect, Miss Patty, perfect. But I'm like, Joe, give yourself some grace. Okay, you didn't do that today. Okay, you didn't do that yesterday. Guess what? You got a whole nother 24 hours to do it. You got time. Don't beat yourself up for what could have been done. Don't beat yourself up for what you did do. It's all about, you got to think in the future. You got to keep moving ahead. So give yourself grace so you can move ahead. So you can get to planning. So you can wake up with a positive attitude. You got to give yourself grace. So that is how you change your perspective. That's literally it. And that's literally y'all. As y'all see, just from this first episode, we're going to get down to business. Because I want to make sure it is my priority, it is my God-given mission right now to help as many people as I can with life and lessons and how you can make what's happening in your world into lemons. That is my mission. And I want to make sure that you understand, your mama understand, your son understand, your grandma understand. I want to make sure everybody understands, okay? So, I love y'all. Y'all keep tuning in. Thank y'all for tuning in for When Life Gives You Lessons. Again, I'm your host, Joe. And I can't wait to see y'all for the rest. We got so much in store for this upcoming season, y'all. I don't think y'all are ready, okay? So, just make sure you tune in. Make sure you hitting that follow buttons on all the socials. Make sure that you hitting that subscribe button on YouTube. Make sure you hitting that reminder button on whatever app that you're listening through, so you can know when Life Give You Lessons is coming back out to give you another lesson, okay? I love y'all. Y'all have an amazing week. And remember, wake up tomorrow morning and do what? Be positive, okay? Be positive, make a plan, and give yourself grace. I love you. Hey friend, you still here? Well, thank you for tuning in to When Life Give You Lessons. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms to follow our journey and to stay tuned for the next episode. But for now, bye-bye.